It's Jimmy Ferraro who created my big, fat Italian wedding murder. Hey, Jimmy.
Good afternoon, Steve Dale. Good to hear your voice.
I don't believe you. Come on. More energy. More energy. Come on.
You know I operate at 1,000 kilowatts.
I've noted that. You know what? People may know you, even if they don't know your name, if they've seen a certain show on Broadway or off Broadway in other parts of the country. What is that show that you've been in, and how many performances overall?
Oh, you mean the one that I've just been in over 3,000 performances? That one?
That one, yes.
You know what, Steve? I'm not sure anyone's heard of that show.
We're talking about Fiddler on the Roof. And how did
that's
you get,
the one.
That's the one. How did you get cast in that specific role, which clearly you were in some way made for?
Thank you so much. Well, I started out in a production of Fiddler on the Roof, the first one, when I was 19 years of age in an Equity theater. And when I was 23, I auditioned for the genius of American musical theater, Jerome Robbins, and he cast me in the first national tour of Fiddler. I did that for over a year. Following that, he chose 12 of us from that company of 42, myself being one of them, to appear on Broadway in Fiddler on the Roof. Following that, I did the second national tour. And most recently, I starred in the national tour of Fiddler opposite my wife, Dieta Rowe. And that was 2012 and 2013. And now I have over 3,000 performances behind me, and I'm ready to do it again whenever someone calls.
That's quite incredible, really, that many performances. So when you do that many performances, how does it not become sort of automatic, where you're on autopilot?
You know, that's a great question. And my answer to that is I constantly remember that it's a new audience and people that may have never seen the show before. And that really stimulates me to give them the best performance that I can.
Well, that's a good sort of political answer. But I know that when you're, when you're doing something on stage and you're reciting the same lines, I don't think you would be ad-libbing a heck of a lot. And you're doing the same. I've asked performers that are singers, for example, and they're singing the same song and maybe for 40 years. How do you not, and do remember, okay, the meaning behind what you're saying, you're still in character, like the first time you did the show, 3,000 shows later, that has to be a difficult thing to do.
Well, it is, but you know, Steve, what I found is that You need to keep it fresh and alive and as if it's the first time you're doing it. And that's where the skill comes, and that separates the men from the boys.
My big, fat Italian wedding murder. I begin here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know you want to talk about that. And this is a fun...
Well, sure I do. I mean, it was so nice to meet you and your beautiful wife, Robin, and your younger friend there, Paul Lisnick. I mean, we had such a good time.
Who? Paul who? I've heard of
Paul
him.
Lisnick, you know, your younger friend that came with you that night. Boy, it was a great time. And Robin won some prizes trying to figure out the murder. And we got to eat some really good Italian food, and you were the detective. You had to solve the murder at my big, fat Italian wedding murder.
So everyone who goes to this thing, except the Mr. Lisnick you describe, who we had to wake him up periodically as we do all the time, but in general, this is a fun show, and this is the kind of show
you must get,
it's Mother's Day, right? So you must get special... Yeah. Special event. I think there was a group of women there that were celebrating probably an upcoming marriage. That this must be a great place for birthday parties, special events.
Oh, it is. And we're at the Reveler on Damon and Roscoe in Roscoe Village. And the food is just fantastic. We serve a four-course dinner. Appetizers, salad, entree, and we have a nice wedding cake for dessert. What more can you want? And it also includes a wedding, reception, and murder. Can't ask for more than that.
Pay to see a murder. Actually, several murders, and I want to know who. I want to know who done it, and we're going to find out when we come back, or maybe we won't, on WGN. We're talking to Jimmy Ferraro, My Big Fat Italian Wedding Murder. That's the name of the show. It's a murder mystery.
Yeehaw!
Yeah, and you walk in, and you walk into the reception, and you're greeted by the maitre d' with funny-looking pants, who seats you.
Giorgio.
Giorgio. And then you become a part of the wedding, and then bad things happen, that you lose a couple of the people who are at the wedding, including we never meet the groom because he never makes it. He's one that's murdered, and you kind of have to figure out who did it. And what's interesting to me is that the answer to that question apparently changes from night to night, doesn't it?
That's the truth. It sure does. We have a different killer every show. In fact, we just have two more performances next week, next Saturday, the 14th at 6 p.m. and on Sunday, the 15th at 4 p.m. So get your tickets right away because we're selling out.
Well, I'm not surprised. It is a lot of fun. As I say, with a special group or just you and somebody else, just don't bring Paul Lisnick because that'll be boring. But definitely, definitely.
Hey, your wife Robin and I did the chicken dance. We were pretty good at it.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, so there's fun that you would have at a wedding. You meet people whether you want to or not. But then if you don't want to be involved in the performance, because a lot of people don't like that, I don't think, Jimmy, you don't have to be.
Sure.
Yeah, and that's okay.
That's right.
Yeah. So how did you come up with this notion? Did you wake up one morning and say, okay, I want to produce a show about a wedding where people get murdered and I want it to be as like a dinner theater kind of thing? How did you come up with the idea?
Actually, a friend of mine approached me with the idea of doing a murder mystery at my theater that I owned in Florida. And I said, well, you know, I have never put together a murder mystery. He says, oh, you can do it, Jimmy. I says, well, you know what? I will attempt it, but I have to do about something I know. So all of my cousins in my family, big Italian New York family, were getting married with these big weddings in the late 70s and early 80s. So that's something I knew about. And I thought, hey, I better write something that I know about. And that is a big, fat Italian wedding. What I didn't know is that murders could actually happen at those wedding receptions. And that's how the idea came about.
Oh, they really do? I mean, they actually happen where people don't make
they
it through?
They do at the Reveler on Damon and Roscoe in Roscoe Village every weekend.
So how did you write it where you have an alternate ending, if you will, I suppose, and you don't have to tell me that everyone in the show at some point is responsible for the murder?
That's right. So there are alternate endings, and I select which ending we're going to do for that particular performance. And all of the artists that are involved are up on what their lines will be and what they need to say to make that particular ending happen.
Wow, that's a lot of learning of lines for different performers. So they have to learn. They play the same role, but the lines may be different for every performance?
Yes. That's right. It depending on who the killer is that performance for that night.
Well, do you mind if I give just one thing away?
Oh, here we go. Okay, Steve, go ahead. Go ahead.
The butler did not do it.
That's the truth. We don't have a butler in this production, but okay. I bet he did it in some other production.
But not in this one. All right, tell me.
Not in this one. No, it's 1982 New York.
All right, and it's called
Big, you know, big hair, big mouth, lots of food.
There is all of that at My Big Fat Italian Wedding Murder. Tell me once again where it's at and what the website is.
Yes, it's at the Reveler on Roscoe and Damon in Roscoe Village. And you can get tickets at www.buytix.net. And again, we have just two performances left next weekend, Saturday at 6 o'clock, and Sunday at 4 o'clock, dinner and show at buytix.net. theaterreviews.net.
I mean, truly, it is. I don't do theater reviews here at all, but it truly is an entertaining evening, and going with a whole lot of people makes it even more fun because you kind of work as a team to figure out who did it. And
we have great prizes too, Steve.
Yes, you do. You do have great prizes. Thank you very much, Jimmy Ferraro. It is a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, Steve, thank you too, and my love to Robin, and I look forward to seeing you and chatting with you again soon.